San Francisco has an affordability problem. According to federal standards, people should spend no more than 30% of their income on housing. But a 2015 report by the real estate database Zillow found most renters in San Francisco spend about half their paycheck on rent. There are some options out there for people priced out of the rental market: federally subsidized programs, Section 8, and public housing. And then there are the city's below market rent and low income housing programs. They offer reduced rent to people who make a certain percentage of the area's median income. In San Francisco, that's about $72,000 a year for an individual. But securing one of these affordable units is a competitive process, and it's one that ultimately comes down to chance. KLW's Audrey Dilling has more.
About 100 people are seated in the auditorium in the basement of the San Francisco Main Library. They're waiting for an affordable housing lottery to begin. The people here are just a fraction of those trying to get an affordable apartment today.
So you don't have to be here for the lottery. You can leave at any time.
Up on the stage, Brooke Barber from the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development stands behind a clear plastic box with a handle on it, kind of like what you'd use to play bingo.
Now you see, this is a see-through box, okay? That means everybody gets to see.
The box is full of white slips of paper with numbers printed on them. There are about 2,500, each representing a person trying to find an affordable place to live in San Francisco.
Other than that, good luck and happy holidays. We're getting ready to get started.
91 affordable units are up for grabs today, a mix of studios and one and two bedrooms. They're part of the city's below market rent program, where for-profit developers set aside some lower rent units in an otherwise market rate building. To qualify for one of these, a household can make up to 55% of San Francisco's area median income. That's about $37,000 a year for an individual. They also have to pass a credit check and have a clean housing record, no evictions for cause in the past 7 years. And then certain people get their numbers thrown in the box first.
So we're going to start with certificate of preference holders first.
The first order of preference goes to people displaced from the Western Addition or Bayview Hunters Point in the 60s and 70s, when almost 6,000 people were forced to leave their homes for redevelopment. Some of them are still looking for an affordable place to live.
We have 10 folks who applied to that preference. Then we have the second preference is Ellis Act Housing Preference.
The last preference goes to people who already live or work in San Francisco.
Oh yeah, one more thing, you guys. When I get to the live work, there's a lot of tickets. So I'm not gonna turn this every 2 to 3 tickets that I pull. I will turn them at least once every 10 tickets, and then I will turn the box.
There's so many tickets, she's gotta regulate how much she turns the box. And then with little ceremony, it begins.
696-0458. 696-0498 is lottery winner number 1.
A lone woman toward the back of the room, Niambi Campbell, cheers and claps. Some people turn around in their seats and flash a quick smile. Campbell hops up and runs out into the hallway to make a phone call.
Hello? Mama? Come get me. I was the first one they pick. I got it. Okay, I'll see you outside. Okay, bye.
Campbell's parents were a part of the group displaced from Hunters Point. They ended up finding a new house where she's been living. But the lottery special preference program also applies to children of the displaced. So now Campbell has a shot at getting her own place in San Francisco.
So this is home, and it's where I need to be. Job, schools, this is where I should be.
And is this your first lottery?
This is my very first lottery. I don't believe in this, but now I'm a believer.
25-696-1240.
Back in the auditorium, the lottery proceeds at a hypnotic pace.
58-696-1239, 696-1239.
A woman pats a fussy baby on the back. A man takes his toddler daughter for a walk up and down the aisle. People shift in their seats. It's staggeringly tedious.
72-696-0091.
And yet, each seven-digit number wields tremendous power.
91.
Even though there are only 91 apartments available, they'll call 1,000 numbers today. That's in case people at the top of the list don't actually qualify for some reason. So even though Shawana Smith just got picked 107th, she still feels pretty good.
My number was 696-1324, and I'm extremely happy right now.
Smith is here with her baby girl.
You gonna say hi? Say yay!
Right now, they're both living with Smith's fiance in Fairfield, almost 50 miles from his job in San Francisco. They've been trying to move to the city.
And it's really out of our price range. Like a studio right now is like $1,300, and we don't have $1,300 to spend on rent.
A studio in the lottery building goes for just under $1,000.
$498.
As the lottery creeps further into the hundreds, Shawana Smith seems like the last person in a good mood. Ty Edwards paces the back of the auditorium, rustling a brochure about the apartment building between his fingers.
I've been trying for 3 years now, and this is the first time they've had a lottery of this size. So I'm just hoping that my number gets called this time at least.
Do you live in San Francisco right now?
Yes, I do. I stay in a homeless shelter.
Where were you before that?
I was working for the city, actually, and, you know, layoffs and things like that. And lost my job, and that's about it. I'm just a veteran that's down on his luck, that's all.
Nearby, Gloria Mendoza is losing her patience. She had to step out, and now she doesn't know if her number's been called.
I know the guy right here in the front said that they don't go backwards on the numbers, so I'm not sure. Maybe she can, I don't know. So I started writing the numbers down for a little while I was here, and then I stopped. I had to go move my daughter's car. So I'm still, like, backed up now.
Mendoza says she often sleeps in that car or at her daughter's apartment in the Tenderloin, but she's only allowed 9 overnight guests a month. Mendoza lost her Section 8 apartment in September. Her landlord decided to stop accepting vouchers for the federal subsidized rent program. It's voluntary.
She didn't want to participate in the program anymore. She was a very, very nice landlady. And I've never had an issue with, like, paying rent or anything. It just so what happened to me, you know, it could happen to anyone.
Mendoza can keep looking for landlords that'll accept her voucher. In that way, she's lucky. The waitlist for Section 8 in San Francisco is closed. So is the one for San Francisco Public Housing, a separate federally funded program for low-income families. There's just too much demand and not enough supply.
$498.
And you could say the same thing for all housing in San Francisco.
$500. 696-0912-696.
Last year, about 370 affordable units came available through the lottery program. That's not even enough to house all the people who applied for today's lottery. Mayor Ed Lee has pledged to create or rehabilitate a total of 30,000 new housing units, with a third of those designated affordable by the year 2020. But for people like Ty Edwards, that's not nearly soon enough.
So I have to come back to see if my number comes up in the second half here. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Hopefully it's good.
Edwards' number didn't end up getting called. Those that did get picked still aren't home free. Now they have to make it through the interview process.